Okay, today we are on Masechet Daf Yud Aleph. We are on the bottom of Yudam Beis Amar Rav Chama. Is that what we're up to?
Yeah.
It's Amar Rav Chama Bar Chanina. It's Neiman Damra Parshas Rotzchim V'Loshon Aza. Why is the Parsha of the Ir Mikvah said in Sefer Yoshua with a firm Loshon? What does it mean, a firm Loshon? It says it's done with the Loshon of Vayedaber as opposed to Vayomer. Rashi says V'Loshon Aza. Bechol Yoshua Ksiv, and all of Sefer Yoshua, it said by Yomar Hashem. Hashem says with the lashon of Amira, which is a softer lashon to Yoshua. Bekan, but by the Yer Miklav cases by Yidaber Hashem of Yeshua. It says by Yidaber, and Dibor is lashon Azu. It's a more harsh language. It's another question as to why Yeshua has to be spoken in lashon by Yomar as opposed to lashon by Yidaber. Why is Yeshua always spoken that way? But it's the only one, the Ksiv. The pasuk says, "Vayidaber Hashem Yeshua leimor, davero bnei Yisrael leimor, tnu lachem asareham mikvad asher dibartei lechem." Hashem said to Yeshua, "Speak to bnei Yisrael, right, and tell them make the irid mikvad that I already told you about, right? Because there were three. Moshe already made three in the Eber Yarden. Hashem tells Yeshua to make the three on the side, so all of them can become effective." So the Gemara then says, "Lemeimra, this comes to tell me the whole dibor lashon kasha, that anytime you use the lashon of dibor, that's a harsh lashon." Verses in, yeah, and I'll prove it. Kedixiv, the pasuk says by Yosef and his brothers, "Daver ha'ish Adonai ha'aretz itanu kashos." He spoke to us kashos. So daver is the lashon kashos. I think from here the raya is the other way. Because if he had, by daver meant he spoke harshly, why did you have the word kashos in the pasuk? Just say daver. But here it says by daver and kashos. Okay. So Gemara says, wait a second. The shoresh of dalet beis resh is kashos. Batanya. Nidabru ain't Nidabru el Lashon Achas. Not Nidabru, also the same shows, is soft Lashon. Bechenu Omer, and it also says, Yadver Amim Tachenu, which is in the future, that we're going to lead all the nations and they're going to come to Yerushalayim in peace. So we see that Yadver is a Lashon, it's a soft Lashon. So, our answer is, Dabr Lechud, Yadver Lechud. Two different words. One means to speak, one means to lead. Yadber in with the Lashon is Lashon, so a soft Lashon. Daber, by speaking, is a harsh Lashon. Okay? What? Lashon, so according to Tumar, it's Lashon Azim. Laymore is what you teach. Laymore means is to teach. Tell that to Bnei Yisrael. What? The Marta Laym. It's both. I don't know. Maybe only in Yoshua. The Gemara says that Dibor is Lashon Az. I don't know. What does that mean, Lashon Az, though? It just means maybe do it right away. Maybe it doesn't mean that he's being mean. I don't know what that means. What does he say? Firm. Okay, so. Simani Ravnan Mahamni Vesifri. I'm not really sure what the Simanim work. Pligibor Rabbi Yehuda. Actually, not my question. No, Shach asked the question. So now we're talking about why did Hashem speak Lashon Azah to Yeshua by the Ir Miklat. Chad Amar Bnei Sheshiham. One says because Sheshiham. Rashi says Bnei Sheshiham. He says Shelo Hifrishim La'achar Shachoku Miyad. They carried. They delayed. He said, "What are you doing? Let's go. Put it up." Right. The Chad Amar Bnei Shehein Shel Torah. And one says no, because these are a mitzvah d'oraisa, the only mitzvah d'oraisa that was given to Yeshua. I guess Rashi says. Rashi doesn't say. What does that mean? If they shehein shel Torah, I mean, splitting up the nachla is also shehein shel Torah. I think the pshat may be maybe these are the only ones, these only mitzvah d'oraisa that was, you know, he also gave the bris milah. He did all of these. It is the only mitzvah that was already given to Moshe and was started, and was left incomplete. And that's why he had to continue it, right? Bebej Angel Torah, right? Because the Pasuk says, Pasuk Yoshua says, Vayichtov Yoshua es hadvarim ha'ela b'sefer Torah Elohim. And then Yoshua wrote these words into the Torah. So,
that's another Pasuk.
Another Machlokos. Pligaba Rabbi Yehuda Rav Nechemya. We had Rabbi Yehuda had a Machlokos Rav Nechemya. What does it say, Vayichtov Yoshua es hadvarim ha'ela? What is dvarim ha'ela that he wrote in the sefer Torah Elohim? Chad Amar Shmona Psukim. One said that Yoshua actually wrote the last eight psukim of the Torah in the Torah. Rashi says, we had this Gemara in Bava Basra, Naf Tesvav. Chad Amar Shmona Psukim, Mivayom Esram Moshe, Ad Seifa. The Chad Amar, Mishnah Gemara says, Ari Miklat. One says it's Ari Miklat. Rashi says the Chana, the Parsha is Ari Miklat, who Omer, Shekshuv, Sefer Yeshua. He wrote the Parsha of Ari Miklat in Sefer Yeshua. That's in Torah Selokim. Right? So we had the whole thing about the eight Sukkim, and then you had the Ibn Ezra, said maybe it's even 12 Sukkim. And from the Ibn Ezra, we mentioned once that Spinoza took it even further, and that's where the whole concept of biblical criticism began. But there's only no Shita in the Gemara, and then the Ibn Ezra, and we said he started using Ibn Ezra's Arayah, we said it couldn't be, because we proved that Ibn Ezra someplace else, where he called the guy, a fool for saying something like that. But, now we have a Shita in the Gemara that says, Chadam, the last eight Sukkim in the Torah may have been written by Yeshua. Yeshua wrote it, and then when he died, Yeshua wrote it, and when he died, Eliezer finished it. No, because it says he wrote it, the Sefer Torah Selokim, in the book of. Right. So, what does it mean, the Sefer Torah Selokim? What pasuk? What is he talking about? He's talking about the parsha of Ari Miklat, which is in Torah Selokim. Yeshua put that into his Sefer. Look, we say that he took a parsha from the Torah and put it into Yeshua. Okay. So the Gemara says, Bishlam alaman damar ches psukim, according to the Madamrus, and maybe this is what Gemara is talking about, your question. According to the Madamrus, says that Yeshua wrote the last eight psukim, Hainu dixit the Sefer Torah Selokim. This is what it says, it's written in the Sefer Torah Selokim. Makes sense? El alaman damar ari miklat, might be Sefer Torah Selokim. What does it mean he wrote it in the Sefer Torah Selokim? He wrote it in the Sefer Yeshua. So hakik amar, but yichtov Yeshua b'sifro, he wrote in his Sefer the words that were written in Sefer Torah Selokim. Okay. Next. Sefer. Or Sefer Torah. The Tafru B'Pishtan. That was sewn together with linen. Kligibar of Yehuda Rav Meir. Is that kosher? Chad Amar kosher. One says, yeah, the linen threads is kosher. Chad Amar Pasal. One says Pasal. I think that's what we're passing. L'man Amar Pasal. According to my number, says it was Pasal. Why? Because it says by Tfilin. Lamati et Torah Hashem v'picha. The itkish kol Torah kula tefillin. There's a hekesh between Torah and tefillin. Mat tefillin and halach l'moshim v'sinai. Just by tefillin is halach l'moshim v'sinai with tofron v'gidin. I don't know, it's from sinew. I don't know what you type directly. Sinews, right? Af l'chol l'tofron v'gidin. So too all sifrei kodesh have to be signed with gidin. V'idach no, ki itkish. What's the hekesh between Sefer Torah and tefillin? L'moser v'picha. L'mutar v'picha, I think it means. You're only allowed to use you only got to lose a cloth from an animal that you're allowed to eat, from a kosher animal. But lehil chosav, but the things that I learned that lalacha moshe mishinai, lo itkish. They're not. There's no hekish. You're allowed to use. You're allowed to use linen threads for the Sefer Torah. Amarav says, chazino lehu letfilin lebei chaviri. I saw my uncle's tefillin. It's tefiri bekitna that they wore. That they were sewn with kitna, which I think also means linen, right? With linen. The less helpful thing about Sefer. Halacha is not like him. So, but the ritual goes, this can't be the Girsa. No, there was no argument about the tefillin, whether it could be with linen. Everyone said, Halacha Moshe Mishinai had to be with Gidin. The machlokus was by the Sefer Torah. And he saw his uncle's tefillin with kitna, with linen. Who? There was no shita like that. So the ritual says, it can't be the Girsa. He changes it around. It must be his Sefer Torah. There are others that say, no, that maybe it is with kitna that's allowed. Maybe it's only with tefillin, but for the evidence kosher. And if you have a spare pair, maybe it was cheaper with linen. But the Gears is very difficult to say that he had linen filling when the whole focus here is about Sefer Torah, and everyone said Halacha Moshe Mishinai that you had to have Yidin by the for the filling. Okay. That's another one of those email things. I'd like to send out an email, mass mail it to everybody. Cool of them. Some say you're allowed to use baby wipes on Shabbos. What? I said some say. And guess what would happen when they come into the table? Everybody would line up for it. It's the key to success. Echad Mashuach v'Shem and Amishka. Okay, there's different types of Kohanim with all it, right? The halacha is, we all know, the halacha is that the person who's niglati or miklat, when does he go free? He goes free upon the death of the Kohen Gadol. But there are different types of Kohanim Gadolim. There was the one who was Meshuach Hashem and the Mishkan, right? The guy who was anointed. The Ephraim Meruba Begadim, and one who has the extra clothing. So Rashi gives us a little extra here. Rashi says, Ephraim Kohen Meshuach Hashem and the Mishkan. Heim HaKohanim Gadolim Shehayu Ad Yoshio. until Yoshio HaMelech, they would anoint with the oil. Came Yoshio and he hid. Right, he was going as the oil. So how did they become a Kohen Gadol? That's Echadim Ruben Begadim. Heim Shashimshu Yoshua Elah, those who became the Kohen Gadol from Yoshio and Elah, Shenignos Shemin HaMishmach Tamim Rav Horios. We'll see in the Gemara Horios, we'll see that in a few weeks actually, maybe a few months. Veshuv Lo Nimshach Kohanim. And they didn't have any, right, we got to do Shavuos, the Vodazorah, then we do Horios. Veshuv Lo Nimshach Kohanim. They were no longer anointed. So how did they become Kohanim Gedolim? V'lo Heisen Nikeres Tunu Gedula Behem Ele V'Ribu Gedolim Shemishamish V'Chas V'Gadim. They had the eighth V'Gadim. So those are two. V'Echad She'Avar Mi Mishichuso. One who was taken away from his Mishichuso. What's that? Rashi says, She'Hira Ira P'sul B'Kohen Gadol. He became Pasul. V'Shimash Acher Tachtav. And another one became Kohen Gadol underneath him. V'Kesh Nisrapi Kohen Chazal Avodusaso V'Avar Zem Mishichuso. The second guy got taken down. But he still has a lot of ways. He still has the staff of Kohen Gadol. So even if he dies, the Hori Shogi goes free, right? The Achazon Machzirin as a Rotseach. That's Machzir the Rotseach. Rashi says B'Misason, right? Kemosh Nem Va'Achrei Mosa Kohen Gadol Yoshev Rotseach. They go free. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda says no. There's even another Kohen Gadol. There's another Kohen Gadol. If he dies, they go free. Ach Meshuach Mochama, Meshuach Mochama Machzir as a Rotseach. Right? The Meshuach Mochama. Rashi says the guy who's appointed you know, to give everybody chizuk before they went to war, right? Kohen Mashuach Mokama Tzarkei Mokama, which is Al Yarech Lavavchem, the Kol HaIndon, meaning whoever built a new house, whoever had a new wife, whoever's afraid, right? He has to go. If he dies, they go free. Lefichah, therefore, are famous. Imosein Shav Kohanim, the mothers of these Kohanim, Masfokus Lahen Michse Uksus, they used to provide clothing and food to the people who were in your miklat, in order that they don't daven that their sons will die. Power of tefillah. It works, right? Power of tefillah. They have to be very careful. They were very very close that the tefillah would work. Okay. So we have the Kohen Gadol with Meshuach Hashemen. Then you have the Meruvah B'Gadim. Big machlok is whether those took place at the same time. Right, the ritual says it's impossible to have the Meshuach Mokama. It can't be the same person. Right, I'm saying, so at the time, right, so it has to deal with different times. The times before Yoshio, it was the Meshuach. After Yoshio, but there were others who say, no, there could have been other ways that you did that. Even at the times of Yoshio, it could have been a move of God. Okay, so that's three. Then you have the Echad of the Meshuach Luso, and Rabbi Yehuda adds the Meshuach Mokama. Four. Three plus one. Well, we'll get to the Gemara. As of now, it seems to be that if anyone dies, they go free. So we know Hanimili. So how do you know? How do you know that these are the three? Amar of Kahana, kind of says the Amar Kahana, the Pasuk says one Pasuk. By Yashav Ba'ah, he'll sit there on Moshe Kohen Gadol. That's one. Dixiv, Ki Be'ir Miklato Yeshev on Moshe Kohen Gadol. Two. Dixiv, Ave Achrei Moshe Kohen Gadol, and he goes free. That's three. Rabbi Yehuda, how does he know the fourth one? Okay, so here's a fourth pasuk. The idach midloksiv gadol chad mihanafu. Since it says doesn't say gadol in this fourth pasuk, it must mean that this pasuk is referring to one of the previous three. My focus was you have three pasukim and four pasukim that refer to the death of a kohen gadol. So Hori B'Shoah go free. Lefichach imosein shokohane. Right. So the Gemara says time of the low matzlu. The reason why that they don't die is because the mothers gave them so they would daven for the death. How much lo maisi? But if they would daven for it, telling me that they would die, they would die. But haksiv the pasuk says the mishlei kitzipur lanod kidror laof kain kul aschinam lo tavo, like a bird that's just flying away, so too a vain curse doesn't come into fruition. So, why does it work? So Gemara says it's not in vain, because there's another famous Gemara. It says, Ahu Saba, right? So Amar Ahu Saba, I think we should stop using his Oyo, right? Ahu Saba, Mipirka, the Rabba, Shami Lee, Shahayu Lehem, Lebakish Rachel, Dorans, Velo Bikshu. He told me the reason why they called Gadol as a problem is because they should have dotted on their generation that this should have happened. You know, the Gedolim, or the leaders of the generation, are responsible for the plow, and therefore it was a little bit their fault, so it's not a vain curse. So therefore it could have teeth. Okay? Right. We're going to say that over here, but this is vain. There's no reason for it. But here, right. Could be, that doesn't say over here. Right, Rashi says, Shahayi lehem lebagis rachmim al doron, hilkach lat kula sfinami. That's what they're worried about. Right. The ika the masni, some learn it this way. Kedesha yispalu al b'neim shlo yamusu. They give the food that they should dive in, that they shouldn't die. Right? I like that better. Rather than having daven. It's a daven that they shouldn't die. So time of the matzl. So only if they daven that they shouldn't die, that they get saved. Halo matzl maisi. But if they didn't die, if they don't daven, they will die. What do you mean? The Gemara says, no. My havelei lemeivad. What should the Kohen Gadol have done? That he's going to die unless they daven for him. My havelei lemeivad. Hakar minan. Hakar, this is similar to the parable that we have. Tuv yachot v'zigul magid. Tuv is going to sin. And Zika is going to get Malchus. It's a reference to a Gemara in Arvei Pesachim. Right, Rashi mentions it. It says Mishum Dahayid Amirim Arvei Pesachim Tuv Yachat Tuv Yamei Sin VeZikud Asid VeYichidi. And Zika was an Eid Echad, right? Shlohaya Eichin VeDavar VeNagi Rapapal VeZikud and Rapapal gave Malchus to Zikud. So Amalei said Tuv Yachat VeZikud Mangid VeMaat Haisul Mashal. Then became a Mashal. Yes, he got hit over there because what he's trying to do, he's not accomplishing anything. It's an Eid Echad. All he's trying to do is be molting an evil name, so he gave him out. Right, and Hashem Amri, and they used, in Eretz Yisrael, they use it, Shrem Nasiv Umidgai Gozir, that Shrem does a sin, and the entire city gets punished. Rashi says, right, it's the case of Shrem Ben Chomer, Lacha Chadim, Bas Yaakov, Behahana Shalom, Vishab Neir Shalom, Nenulo, Molo Asim, and Staru.
They all got punished, they did the mule. What's that, Mark Moshe? The whole, the Rambam, Ramban, they all did sin. They were complicit, they didn't put up what they do in them. Gemara here says, right, they didn't do anything wrong, but that's what they're saying. Okay.
Uh-huh. So what is it? So Amr, so here comes, oh, yo, so Amr Husam, Nipirka, the Rabbi Shami, Li, Shahai Lahen, Lakish Rachmadorum, below Big Shil. They should have
asked for Rachman.
He heard the Ahu Gavra, right, similar case, the Ahu Gavra, the Afri Ari, Brahma, Plosa Parsi, Menad, Rabbi Shuban Levi. There was a guy where a lion ate him. And it took place within three parsos of Rabbi Shuban Levi, and Rabbi Shuban Levi was punished. V'lo yishtayu lo behadi tvasa yomim. After 3 days, Eliyahu HaNavi didn't come to visit him anymore because he should have davened for his neighborhood, and it didn't take place. I mean, see, the
responsibility. Right, so what is it? I mean, theologically, it's a very difficult concept. Let's say the Holocaust. I mean, somebody Gadolim were there. It should have been misfollowed. I guess the Holocaust is a question that doesn't have any answers. You don't use that, but you can't use it as anything. But that's the exception. That proves all the rules. But I don't know. I mean,
obviously the Gemara brings in halach, brings it down to halach lemaisis, and the Mishnah is the reason why. But you have to work it out on a theological level. Okay. Right. So the Gemara. So the question was: so they're a rotzeach. So it's a klulas chach. According to the first mandam, it's klulas chinam. No, it's not klulas chinam because the guy deserved it. And then this verse says, no, the other way around. If they don't daven, you're going to die. Why? Because they deserve death because they didn't protect their constituents. That's what the Gemara says. I don't know. The Gemara leaves it plain. That's why I'm asking the question. All right. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Rav Yehuda says, name of Rav. Klulas chacham. A klal given by a chacham, afilu bechinam he boil. Even if it's given for no reason, then it comes into fruition. We know, and how do we know this? May Achitofel, from the story of Achitofel. Why? Shebishah shechra David shitin, right? Kafat tahoma boil lemishtal ama. So when David got the harabayis and he was digging down, right? Rashi says sorry, David shitin. He was digging the yisodos of Beis Hamikdash. Gomar Yushami matinu timloyus. So Beit HaMikdash, will you sow blush in Yivani? Okay, so he was digging to get the foundation in, all right? And he struck the water underneath, and all the water started bubbling over. It was to come flood the world, right? Boil and mishpat al alma. So Amar, so David says, he asks, Mahu lichto shema chaspa u'mashte b'tahoma. Is it mutter for me to write the shema Hashem on a pottery shard and throw it into the water, and somehow that will stop the water from bubbling over? Right? The lake of Adukti, and then it'll stay in its place. So Lekah da'amalei midi. No one said anything to him. No one had an answer. Amar, so David says, Kol hayodeya davar zeh, whoever knows the answer to this question, the Eino Omro, and doesn't say it, Yechaneh begrono, he should be strangled. Right? So Nasa Achitofel Kal v'chomer. So Achitofel comes up with the Kal v'chomer. Achitofel, who was his Rebbe, a big Kal v'chassam, also had some problems towards the end of his life, and doesn't have Pelech Nol Havah, we said, right? Right? Achitofel, who learned the Kal v'chomer, he asks from Omer, he says, Umala Asu Shalom Ben Ishli Ishto, right? Omer Torah, Shemisha Nitha Patusha Yim Talmayim, in order to make Shalom between man and husband and wife, you can erase my name. Right, that's the Sota case. You put the, you erase the water, you erase the name in the water. L'chol olam kulo, to make shalom in the whole world. L'chol shekein. Of course, you can erase my name. Amar le shari. So he says that. So he says it's mutter, right? We'll get to Rashi in a second. So kasav shem achaspa. So David did it. He wrote the name on the shard. Shadi et tohoma. He threw it into the depths. Nachas mikama dufte. It rested. It went back. The water went back to its place. What? So, nevertheless, even though David gave a curse, whoever withheld it should get cursed. When Achitofel was with Absalom, he saw they didn't take his advice. He took the donkey. And he went to his house and he strangled himself. He got strangled. So you see, the curse of David even applied to Achitofel, even though it was between them for no purpose, because he gave the answer. The story of Achitofel. Rashi asks a Bam Kasha, and Rick asks the same question. He says, Yesh Tema B'Dover. Shahari, look at the Rashi on the left side. Shahari, oh, it's like a subtext of Rashi. Shahari, Lo Kana David Es Gorin, May Arona Yerusi Ad Maisa De Hasasa, Shahaisel Achar Mises Achitofel. He only bought the Harabayit from the Jebusites after the census, which took place after the death of Achitofel. So what's going on here? Gimel Shanim. So we have to say, even though we didn't buy it till later, he knew where it was to begin with. What? So he must have gotten permission from the king, because he knew in the future where the space was. He started digging in advance. And that's why Achitofel was there. But otherwise, it doesn't make any sense. Achitofel died 3 years earlier. Okay. Right. He threw it and it happened. But you see, a clueless chacham b'chinam. No, that's a different story. That's why Avshalom. He had some advice to give by Avshalom, and they didn't listen to him. And because of that, he went ahead and he ended up getting strangled. It's a different story. David says, whoever knows the answer doesn't tell me he's going to get strangled. And Achitofel comes up and gives him the answer, and he got strangled anyway. But that's the whole point of the Gemara. He made a curse. It's Kilas Chinam. The curse of the Chacham comes into fruition anyway. What? 3 years off. It's 3 years off. Is that the whole point of the Gemara? Right. Right, but that's the whole point of the Gemara. Klilas chacham afinu b'chinam, for no reason. If the chacham has to be very careful with his words. You think, oh, it's not. That's the whole point of the Gemara. That's exactly the point of the Gemara. No, it doesn't mention that. What? Right. So the Gemara then says also, next story, another story. Amar Rabbi Bo, Klilas chacham, the curse of a chacham, afinu al tnai, even if it's given on condition, right, he bought. It'll come true, even if the tzai is not chal, right? How do we know that? Me Eli, the story of Eli. The Ka'amar lay Eli to Shmuel. Eli says to Shmuel, Ko Yas lecha elokim, v'cho Yosef, im tichachel imeni davar. Eli gave his curse to David that his children shouldn't be so good either, right? If he does something. The Alpha God, the Ksiv, v'yagel Shmuel, is called v'roim, v'lo kachel imeni. Eli wanted to know what was going on. He said, don't hide it from me. If you don't hide it from me, then the same thing happened to your children. So Shmuel said, okay, fine, I'll tell you what the story is with your children. Right? The apple, like it says, Vayega lo Shmuel is called to be in the Lokaka Menu. Afilu Hachi, nevertheless, it says, Ksiv lo Hachu banal bedarachav. Shmuel's sons were not so, not as good as Shmuel either. Okay? So, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rab. Rabbi Yehuda says the name of Rab. Nidui al Tnai. If you put somebody in Chayrim, al Tnai, Sarif Hafara. You still need Hafara. This is a wild story.
This is a story that we know also. The story of Yehuda in the
Minolan, how do we know this? Yehuda, the story of Yehuda, the Ksiv, that says to, Yehuda says to Yaakov, Im lo habi osav elecha, right, he says, if I don't bring him back to you,
what is the pasuk, and the pasuk says, basically, what?
So they assume it's a self-imposed
needward, if I don't bring him back. But he did bring him back. He did bring Binyamin back.
Right? But nevertheless, the Amar of Shmuel, Bar Nachmani, Amar of Yonasan, my diksev, the pasuk says, this is by the, in Dosa Brach, Chi Yurim Valyumos, and it says, Vizos Le Yehuda. What does that mean? What's the why they, Rashi says, Maro Lismok Yehuda Le Ruvain.
Why is Yehuda connected to Ruvain?
Umaro Lahasko Bibir Kazuda Blashin Vizos. What does that mean? So he says, El Afisha Yatsmosav Kolos to Kol Hashvatim Shladon Kayam. Right, they all stink, but they brought up all the bones of the Shvatim. But Yehuda's was rattling around his bones. Rashi, back to Rashi, Gemara says, Kol osu mem shonim, shona, try Yisrael b'midbar, atzmosav she Yehuda hayim ugolim ba'orom. They were just rattling around. It wasn't benachas. Because I guess he was in Nidwe. Ad she'amad Moshe, till Moshe got up and b'kesh lav rachmim. He asked rachmim to Hashem. Amar lefonav, ribono shel olam, mi garam l'Ruvain she'yoda, who caused Ruvain to admit his sin? Yehuda. Yehuda did. Rashi says, how is that? Because Yehuda had the mice of Tamar, and then he said Chatosi Lashem. So that's where Ruvain went to. Ruvain went another time on the issue. Ruvain then the Tshuva. Tosus was another time on the issue. It says the second Tosus. Meet girl Ruvain Shehoda Yehuda is Tamar. Amrinam b'Midrash. It says in the Gemara in the Medrash, but Yosher Ruvain el Abor, that Ruvain came back to the pit, right? Mehechon Shav Bebeis Aviv. So Yosher B'Tainus al Ma'aseh Bila.
Right, that's when he did tshuva for Bilam. He had the whole, maybe the board from Rabbi Lamb. But here's where he did tshuva. I'll say it again.
Here's where he gave tshuva. And the Zehaya called the Maisa of the Yehuda.
This is before the Maisa of Yehuda. Yehuda went to Tamar after the whole thing.
And this is beforehand. The Yesh Lomer, to be called Makam Lohod, the Barabim had Maisa of the Yehuda.
Maybe that's when he did tshuva by himself. But Barabim, he was Moseh only after Yehuda was Moseh. He made the mistake with Tamar. Right, remember the board from Rabbi Lamb. He says, what's Ruben doing tshuva right here? His brother's in the pit, and right now he's in the pit and do tshuva. But it's not the time. It's the time and the place for everything. Now's the time to be sitting and going and sitting and saving your brother. And now you're going to go do tshuva? Yeah, you do tshuva, that's fine. But make sure you do everything. There's always a time and a place for everything. And even, sometimes doing the right thing at the wrong time is not the right thing either.
That's what he says. That's what the Gemara says. They brought up all the brother's bones. No, it says all the brother's bones. Rashi says they brought up all the brother's bones. Kamara talks about. Because he was the first one, and also he was afraid that they would keep it there because he's a deity in Mitzrayim. They wouldn't let him out. Okay, anyways, so Yehuda's bones are rattling around the Aron. Asha Amar Moshe Bikish Lavrachim. I'm the father of Bono Shalom. Me Garam the Ruvain Shayoda. Yehuda. So that's what it says. Vizos Lu Yehuda. Shema Hashem Kol Yehuda. What does that mean? Oil Ivra Lishapa. So his limbs joined back together, I guess. Lo have a kamaya lay the misif the rakia, but they wouldn't accept him. They wouldn't accept him into yeshiva.
So he got getting accepted to school. It's not just an olam hazeh problem. It's an olam haba problem also. You got to get into the right school,
right? Lo have kamaya lay the misif the rakia.
So then pasuk says
be el amo to vieno. So that's the next part of the prophet. He came in. Lo have a kiyada lemishkul lemitok b'shmaita b'hadi zerabban. He didn't know how to answer. He didn't know how to learn with him. So he says yadav rav lo. Now he could get in and now he can understand. Lo hayada lefuke kusha. But then it says he didn't know how to answer the kashas. The ezer mitzarav tiyah, and he's gonna. That's where that pasuk comes in. That he's now in the yeshiva,
and he's a talmud chacham in the yeshiva shomayla.
But you see, the whole point was that it was a self-imposed nidui b'tnai,
and nevertheless it was chal, even though the tnai wasn't in the skyim.
So Tosfos points out, it can't be. Tosfos says yesh medakim mikan the niduim shalonu, apal pi afil osam sheish lamzman ein lindos atzma misafik. It's a difference over here. Here was, I'll say outside, if you make a real nidui b'tnai, and the tnai is not foul, then you're not in nidui.
If it's in your hands, right, or if it's a real thing. If it's going to rain, you're going to go across the street, and you go across the street, you're not in nidui. But the whole thing with Yehuda was in someone else's hands. He says, I'm going to bring it back. How did he know? Maybe the Moshe wouldn't let him bring him back.
Such a different type of nidui that Tosos points out. Tosos says, third line. Haka hisne bedaber shelo haye biyodal lekayim. The Shema hayom ha'akul Yosef. Or you could enter asom baderech. The lekachal meikaro gam hanidui al hatnai. That's why it's fouled right away. Aval sharts noyim to be yodel kayim, igol shim nadim as a adam shall yasa davar, vade lo chal anido klame koro. That's not foul right away from the beginning. They came into the yodel, who mishas anido anu yodi bivade shall obedai to lasas a davar.
So we know originally, if it's a yodel, he doesn't really want it to happen. If it's not a yodel, maybe he really wants it to happen.
Okay. Next, Gemara says, Tashma, Gemara says, Nigmar Dino below Kohen Gadol, if he is convicted and there's no Kohen Gadol in power at that time, Eino Yotz Misham Le'olam. He doesn't go free at all. I missed the question. Ivoy Luhu, Gemara asks, this is the question we asked before, but Misas Kulan Hu Chozer, does he only go out free when all three die? Oh, deal with Misas Achamahen. Only if one dies, then he goes free. So Tashma, learn a raya from our Mishnah. Mishnah says, Nigmar Dino below Kohen Gadol. Next Mishnah. Nigmar Dino below Kohen Gadol, Eino Yotzei Misham La'olam. If he's Nigmar Dino, and there's no Kohen Gadol there, then he never comes out. The Im Isa, right? And if there are other ones there, right? Lihadar B'dahanach. He should go free with the other ones. Rashi says, V'misas Merubah B'gadim. Obisha Avar. V'mishichuso, el ashmai minakulu. He only will prove when all three die. So Gemara says, no. V'galeka. There were no Kohen Gadolim over there. No riot from that Mishnah. That Mishnah is talking about a case where none of the Kohen Gadolim were in office at the time. Yeah, so why? That's the question. Right, all the Rishon will talk about in the next mission. What's going on? So I think the answer is it's not just the individual Kohen Gadol, it's the office of the Kohen Gadol. And the Kohen Gadol doesn't represent himself. The Kohen Gadol represents the office of the Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Gadol. So that office has a problem, so that it goes on, it just makes it more general, as opposed to limiting it just to that individual. It works. It's Kiddush, but it works. Mishanigma, we'll get to the Mishnah. Mishanigma Dino, right? When we get to the Mishamik Mardino Mace Kohen Gadol, let's say the guy is convicted, and then the Kohen Gadol dies before he even goes to Ir Mikvah. So Mishamik Mardino Mace Kohen Gadol, Hareza Eino Gola. He doesn't have to go into Golas, right? Mara's going to explain why. Im Achelo Nik Mardino Mace, if before the verdict, the Kohen Gadol dies, right? Umanu Acher Tachtov, and then he appointed another Kohen Gadol, Ula Acher Mikan Nik Mardino, and then afterwards, the verdict is handed down. So he goes back by the misa of the second guy.
That's your question, Shia. What did the second guy have to do? So I think that's what I have to say. It's on the office.
Nigmar Dino below Kohen Gadol. Let's say he's convicted and there is no Kohen Gadol in office. Or the Hahori Kohen Gadol. Or actually, you killed the Kohen Gadol of the Shogig. Or the Kohen Gadol Shaharag, or the Kohen Gadol himself killed somebody of the Shogig. I don't know, he's running through the base of Middush with a knife on, running down the steps or something, and it kills somebody.
Right,
Eino Yotzei Misham La'olam. They can never leave. They can never leave the Ir Mikvah, right? Because there's no Kohen Gadol. There's no Kohen Gadol.
I don't know, but the Kohen Gadol, they said there's three Kohanim Gadol. So maybe if one Kohen Gadol kills, he should go free with the other, with the meat of the other Kohen Gadol.
Okay, so he says Eino the Eino Yotzei, and this is period. Next, the Eino Yotzei person in the Ir Mikvah does not go out. Lo le'edus mitzvah, right? Not for edus of mitzvah. Right, lo le'edus mamon, lo le'edus nefashos. Even if he has testimony, he doesn't go out. He never goes out. V'afilu Yisrael tzrichim lo. Even if the entire nation needs him. V'afilu sar tzava Yisrael ki Yoav ben Tzruya. Even if he's the best general, and he has a battle, and they need this general to wage the war, like Yoav ben Tzruya, einu yotzei misham le'olam. He never leaves. He can't leave. Right? Shenemar asher nas shama. Right? Sham tiyei diraso, sham tiyei misaso, sham tiyei kurasa.
He's there, he's there. That's it. He can't come out.
They don't ask. What's going on here?
The entire Faisal needs him. The entire Faisal needs him, like a general, like Yoav ben Tzruya. So yeah, they answer, they say, like, listen, if Hashem would never allow this guy to be the one person that Klal Yisrael needs, and if that's the case, then why is the Mishnah mentioning it? The Mishnah. I don't know. My other question, why can't he just leave battle from the Yerba Club?
What? No, he's not allowed to leave. He's not allowed to leave. Yeah, he's not allowed to leave. It's awesome for him to leave. Because the Torah says that he has to stay there, Ad Mos Kohen Gadol. Yes, he puts himself in danger when he comes out. If he does come out, the Golan Dom has the permission to go get him. But it seems to me from here that it's Tzibui, Sham Tiyem Yisoso, that he stays there. He doesn't get Kapara if he dies. He's free. He's over. He's over love. That's how I'm reading the Mishnah. He's not allowed to leave. If you look at the halacha in the, which the Rambam is in halacha fest, so look that up. I'm reading the Mishnah that it's an isser. Otherwise, if it's not an isser, then what's then he should come out. But I don't say it's cool if Nefesh should he come out. What? The issue is that, I don't know, that's what Gemara is, that's what Lazarus Rishonim is, that there's a big field that he has to stay there.
Right.
Look up the Rishonim, see that. Okay, so Gemara then says, Kishem She'ir Koleses, just like the city itself, you know, grabs him and he's safe there, Kach Techuma Koleses, so too the Tchum is Kolei. I wonder if you could put an Eir Tchum in the Eir Mikvah, and then go extra almost one way and not take it from the other way. That's probably a plus kasha.
Right, so why?
Right. Right. Very good. He's going to be the general, so you can have the entire Secret Service around the guy. You're worried about this one, you know, the 12-year-old cousin's going to come and kill him. It can happen. Yeah, it's pretty extreme. Okay, so Kishem She'ir Koletes. No, I could take the first kid's bar mitzvah, especially if he gives an evil report. Right, Kishem She'ir Koletes Kach Tchum Kolet. Rotzeach She'yotze Chutz L'Tchum. So the Rotzeach comes out of the Tchum of the Ir Mikvot. What's a Gol Hadam? And a Gol Hadam finds him. Rav Yosef Agvi the Omer. Rav Yosef says, Mitzvah B'yad Gol Hadam. It's a mitzvah for the Gol Hadam to kill him. V'Rishus B'yad Kol Hadam. And everyone else has Rishus to kill him. Interesting. Rav Kiva Omer, no. Rishus B'yad Gol Hadam. The Kol Hadam and everybody else, Chayov Nalav. The B'chay and Misa for killing him. They bring that somewhere. Shmuel Rozovsky asks the Kashi. He goes, Is the Gol Hadam, if the Rotzeach is out, is now being pursued by the Gol Hadam, allowed to kill the Gol Hadam and then hold it? Right? So he says maybe it's a machlokas between Rabbi Yosef Glili and Rabbi Kiva. So according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, it's a mitzvah to kill him. So if it's a mitzvah for him to kill him, you can't stop it. According to Rabbi Kiva, then he says not. Rabbi Kiva then says it's the Rishus, so you can stop it. Then he says no, it can't be. It has to be allowed to kill it. Because mitzvah, not a mitzvah. Question though is, could somebody else who sees the Gol Adam going to kill the Rotzeach, can he kill the Gol Adam he didn't rotate? That's an interesting shaila. I don't know. Or maybe it's the same thing. It's a mitzvah. Can stop somebody from doing a mitzvah? Yeah, maybe. I don't know. That's a good question. Everybody else can kill him. Hey, so my timer. What? Everyone can kill him. Yeah, but if he's come... Right. Put him in the bunker. My timer, right? So what's the reason why, right? I think it goes back to the beginning, right? You should make no, you know, mace coin gado, hareza and eno gola, right? So my timer, Amar Abai, Kaba Chomer, it's a Kaba Chomer. Uma misha gola, kvar yotza, akshav misha lo gola, eno din shalo yigla. So Gemara makes Kaba Chomer, I'm not sure it says. Kaba Chomer is somebody who already went to golos, goes out with the death of the Kohen Gadol. So then, somebody who never went to Golos, Eino Din, that he shouldn't go into Golos, but the Kohen Gadol dies? I don't say the Kavah Chomer. It's more asked. Dilma, hide the Golos, Ikvar Leva, hide local Lo Midi. Sorry, I read that wrong. Dilma, hide the Golos, Ikvar Leva, and hide the local Lo. So of course, maybe the reason why the guy who went into Golos goes free is he meets the Kohen Gadol, because he went to Golos, so he had the Kapara of the Golos. This guy never got the Kapara of the Golos, so how can he go free? So Gemara says, Golos come Kapara? You think that the Golos goes to Mekapar? Misa's Kohen who the Mekapar. It's the Misa of the Kohen Golos that gives the Kapara. Really? Then why are you going to the Yermikvah? So Tosa says, Dema says, Eino Konami. No, it looks bottom Tosas. That should be the case. We the Umber Brish Mechilton, Heim, Shalom, Sumais, and the Golos, Yehichi, the Habim Kapara. Amo Golos Mekapar. The whole reason why you couldn't say, if you wanted to put somebody in Golos,
right? You could get, you don't get golos yourself, the misa, is because they don't need the kapara, because they didn't do anything. So you see, the golos is clearly the kapara. So this answer, it also says, you still have the haka kapara, the pater of the golos ka'amar. The kapara to make you pater from golos is, I don't know how you, what that means. That's by the misa kohen gadol. I think maybe you could say that what it is that you have to go to golos, but the shear of your kapara in golos is only at the misa of the kohen gadol. So once the shear was established, the shear is the misa, so then you're done. Right. So the only question we have on that is that if there are other Kohanim Gadol in the laws at the time. Okay, I hear. Okay. The Gemara says, Im Achelo Nigmar Dino, right, what the Mishnah said, if the Kohen Gadol died, if it was before Gemar Din, the Kohen Gadol dies, and they appoint a new Kohen Gadol, he goes free at the death of that Kohen Gadol. We know how he believes. Amar Rav Kanda Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Vayeshev ba ad mos hakohen gadol asher mashach oso b'shemen hakodesh. Right? It says, read the pasuk, it's very weird. It says, Vayeshev ba ad mos hakohen gadol asher mashach, he sits, the noun, right, the subject is Vayeshev ba, is the murderer. He sits there until the mis of the kohen gadol asher mashach oso, that he anointed. So the same subject is the word seah. The Gemara asks, the ki hu moshro, did he anoint him? El azesh nimsach b'yamav. That's the only one that was anointed in his days. Right? What does that mean, one that was anointed in his days? Mishenasa Zerotseach. If he was anointed before he became a Rotseach. He doesn't really become a Rotseach until he's Mardin. Okay. So my Habilei LeMavid, what was... This is your question. What was the second Kohen Gadol? What was he supposed to do? The murder took place before he was appointed. My Habilei LeMavid, Habilei LeVakesh Rachim Sheyigmor Dino L'Zchus Lo Pikesh. He should have had Rachamim that it should have a Gemar Din that he would become found innocent, and he didn't. I don't understand that. What do you mean he didn't? Maybe he did, but the facts were such that he killed the guy B'Shokin. What? They should have found out that it was really an accident. It was really Onis Gomer, and therefore he should be putted from Golas. But I don't understand. And then it says below Bikish. Who says he was below Bikish? Always responsible. Okay. Amar Abaye, Nakdino, we learn. Nigmar Dino. If the verdict is passed, we should stop here. 7 o'clock. Okay, sorry. We'll stop with Amar Abaye. Have a good day.